Welcome to our program. We thank you for joining us here today as we are talking to our Marines and sailors from Regimental Combat Team 6 stationed in Afghanistan. And we want to speak today with Staff Sergeant Stephen Dunmire, who is with us. Good afternoon, or, well, again, whatever time it is. Good evening for you there, Staff Sergeant. Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, sir. I don't know how you get a 30-minute offset in a time zone, but somehow we did.
Isn't that weird? I haven't quite figured that one out either, but I guess that's a local thing. But let's talk a little bit about you and what you do there in for RCT 6. What is your MOS there?
I'm a 0659. I'm a data chief, and I'm in charge of all the data communications here at the RCT and throughout the AO, really. I kind of help out the battalions as well.
So that makes you the IT guy, right? Is that how that works?
Yep, pretty much. I have to reconcile the new technology with the old-fashioned trigger pullers.
tell us a little bit about how long have you been in the Marine Corps?
I've been in the Marine Corps 10 years, thereabouts.
Mm-hmm.
So I get that extra $5 a month.
And where'd you grow up, Staff Sergeant?
I grew up in Pittsburgh, lived on the south side, and then, you know, I lived all around the Pittsburgh area. And my family right now lives in Apollo, So I like everything Pittsburgh, all the sports teams and whatnot.
That must have hurt when the Broncos beat the Steelers.
Hey, no, don't say it.
We won't go there, all right. Did you join right out of high school?
No, I actually went to college first.
Mm-hmm.
So I joined right out of college, freshman year, September 11th. So immediately afterwards, I was in the recruiting office.
That was your motivation then 9/11?
That was indeed.
Do you find you share that with
me? You go first.
I was going to say, do you find that you share that with some of the other fellow Marines who joined around then?
Yeah, I do. You know, I have a very... When stuff like that happens, you get all the people who have very strong protective instincts. You know, they all kind of show up, you know.
Well, again, as the IT manager, the IT guy there, what kind of well, this is a new Marine Corps probably from again, in past generations and a new military. The IT is as important pretty much as the armory. So tell us a little bit about what you do there.
Yeah, I mean, that's dead on, that computers become a greater and greater portion of the communications medium that everybody uses nowadays. You know, you can call in, you can do all sorts of things with computers that traditionally, you know, you use the radio or whatnot for. So we are busy. We are gainfully employed. I can tell you that for sure.
And as busy as you are, how many times a day does somebody come up to you and say, you know, why can't I pull up this file?
Yeah, that was just happening right while I was waiting to do this interview. Yeah, I'm in here trying to do the interview, and the PAO guys are asking me about their computers.
It doesn't ever
stop. That's just part of the job.
Yeah, once we know who's the IT person, it's like they have to hide. I mean, there's never ending to get those personal requests. We just seem to be so stupid about this technology sometimes.
Everybody, they like to use it. Most people like to use it. They just don't understand the how and why. It's like phones, you know, when phones came out. Same thing, same concept, same dynamic.
When you got into the Marine Corps, was this an area that that you chose to be involved in, or was your training specifically in the Marine Corps?
No, I didn't even have a computer before I joined the Marine Corps. I mean, we had a computer, but I wasn't really interested in computers. And the Marine Corps just randomly chose me to, you know, I came in open contract. I didn't really know what I was going to be, and the Marine Corps chose me for whatever reason. They saw the bits floating around my head or whatever, and decided that I'd make a good computer guy.
Yeah. Well, obviously they chose well. I mean, is this something now that you see as your future, not only in the Corps, but maybe beyond?
Oh yeah, like I've always loved puzzles and whatnot, so I approach it from that kind of deductive logic standpoint. And I became extremely interested in computers since I came in, and I was a reservist for a while. And while I was in the reserves, I had a job in IT, so I got around. I got a lot of IT experience, got a lot of certifications, stuff like that. I won't go into my life story and whatnot, but yeah, I'm extremely interested in IT now.
Now, also, do you do any programming on the side?
I do indeed. That's like what pretty much was taking up all my spare time out here, trying to conquer the world, trying to bring Skynet online.
It is a different world. Even since September 11th, if we forget Facebook has only been around since then. We have a whole different aspect of our lives that is running on our phones or on our computers, and it's no different for the Marine Corps, too. In fact, probably you guys are trying to look at what are the new applications, what are the cutting-edge ways we can use this technology.
Yeah, and we have to be a lot more cautious than like a corporation or whatnot. So you have to approach it from the standpoint of trying to protect people, while you're trying to give them things. You want to enable the capabilities, but you definitely don't want to expose people to new vulnerabilities just because of that.
Right, because
So you got to take a balanced approach.
one thing about technology that we sometimes forget, I was just listening to a news report about that now, those wires run two ways, and we have to be careful about what can come back on us.
Yeah, especially because I mean my specialty was security, so I worked for McAfee when I was a reservist.
This
Yeah,
is.
so I'm well versed in all the. I mean it's the same as it just allows all the people in the world to reach out and touch each other, and that includes the bad people.
That's one of the things that we don't realize, that the technology in what we think may be 18th century countries is better than we think. I mean, cell phone technology is so cheap. That's one of the reasons why it's so widespread in places where the bad guys are.
Yeah. It's just like if you transported a bunch of cell phones back to like the 16th century.
Yeah, right. So tell us a little bit about then. You, I understand, had deployed to Iraq as well. So what's the difference between where you were and where you are now in Afghanistan?
Yeah. Iraq had a lot of they had a pre-established culture beforehand. They were kind of a they weren't a super advanced nation, but they were an established nation. They weren't like a third world country before we invaded. So we had the context of interacting with people who, had gone to school, stuff like that. And here, that is not the case. You don't. I'm not going to speak on policy and whatnot, but you don't just roll in and completely reform a culture that's been the same way for thousands of years in a couple years,
Yeah,
in
that's
a certain way.
probably one of the things that a lot of us back here have not understood well is that the incremental nature of trying to help out folks, help this country defend itself,
Yeah.
is that, it is bit by bit. Is it, and hopefully it's going to be advanced enough that when we start going
Of
home,
course.
it'll be there.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's. This is my first deployment to Afghanistan. I'm sure it's infinitesimally better than when they first came here.
Oh, yeah, we have talked to people who have been deployed more than once, and they say that it's hard to believe it's even the same place. So as
Yeah.
your future in the Marine Corps, again, maybe tied in IT, do you see this as your long-term career, or are you going to be venturing back into the civilian society?
I don't know. I'm keeping my options open. I was a reservist for a while. I just came back on active duty, and I just re-enlisted on in January. So I still have at least 4 more years in the Marine Corps before
Well,
I get out.
it's one thing
If I
about
get out, I don't know.
yeah,
I'm
one thing
undecided.
by being the IT guy though is that it seems like you always have a job for you in the Corps.
Yeah, I have a lot of flexibility in what I choose, but I also have that strong instinct. It's the reason I came back in the Marine Corps was I have this instinct to just kind of protect people And also, I feel like I'm doing something of consequence when I'm in the Marine Corps, you know, instead of just something that's really just for profit, like in the civilian sector.
You know, that may be one thing that's changed a lot about the Marine Corps and our services as well, is that somebody like you mentioned about liking puzzles and deductive reasoning, and that type of reasoning now is being called on. Are people all up and down the ranks are being called on in different ways than perhaps, as you said, the trigger pullers of old were?
Well, I mean, even as a trigger puller, you got to have a degree of logic, especially nowadays with the regular nature of operations.
Exactly.
But
yeah. I think you touched on a lot of great points there too. And our time is about up, but I want to say that it's been a pleasure speaking with you again. As we're talking today with Staff Sergeant Stephen Dunmire in Afghanistan on deployment with RCT-6, and thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it, sir. Thank you.